Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from Minnetham Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sure Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Sure Family Pharmacy. Are you sure? In Saginaw, Michigan, the Michigan State Police arrested a Saginaw mother and her adult son following an investigation into reports of people carrying firearms near Congress and Mershon Streets on Memorial Day evening. Police officers initially responded to complaints of armed individuals gathering at a home on Congress Street, although no weapons were seen at the scene. Troopers later conducted separate traffic stops in the area and recovered a firearm from one vehicle. During a second stop involving a 20-year-old driver, authorities determined the man was a convicted felon with a suspended license. Investigators say he attempted to flee but was quickly taken into custody. Troopers then made contact with the driver's 45-year-old mother at a nearby residence connected to the earlier gathering. After obtaining a search warrant, police searched the home and reportedly recovered multiple handguns, including one firearm that had been reported stolen in Flint. Both suspects were lodged in the Saginaw County Jail. Authorities say they were awaiting arraignment on charges that include resisting and obstructing police and felony firearm violations. The investigation remains ongoing. And two men have been charged in connection with the fatal shooting of a Saginaw man last month. Authorities say 36-year-old Torrance McMorrin was killed during a late-night incident at a residence on North Bond Street near Pleasant Street on April 26th. Investigators allege the suspects entered the home and shot McMorrin while his father was present. The accused are Donwan Anderson of Flint and Samuel Riley of Saginaw. Both were arraigned this week in Saginaw County District Court. Prosecutors have charged each man with open murder and first-degree murder, along with multiple weapons-related offenses. Investigators have not disclosed a possible motive in the case. Both defendants remain lodged in the Saginaw County Jail without bond. Additional court hearings are scheduled for June 3rd and June 10th. When we come back after the Sure Family Pharmacy sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Ultimate convenience. When you're sick and need to pick up a prescription, the last thing you want to do is be in public or walk through a store. That's why Sure Family Pharmacy is so proud to offer a drive-thru in our new Caseville location. Now located under the same roof as Sure Primary Care Caseville, just across the street from the hardware store, Sure Family Pharmacy in Caseville is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., now with a drive-thru. Need something on the weekend? Sure Family Pharmacy is still open in Sebring on Saturdays, and our Pigeon location is still open 7 days a week, just steps away from our walk-in clinic in Pigeon. And don't forget about our Elkton location either, just a block behind the post office and still with curbside delivery Monday through Friday. So when it comes to ultimate convenience, know that your friends and experts at Sure Family Pharmacy have you covered, with four locations to serve you in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sebring. Sure Family Pharmacy. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a fatal two-vehicle crash in Bay County over the Memorial Day weekend claimed the life of a 17-year-old passenger and left three others injured. The collision occurred shortly after 6 p.m. Saturday on M13 near Mara Drive in Coquelin Township. Investigators with the Bay County Sheriff's Office say a northbound Chevrolet Equinox crossed the center line and collided with an oncoming Chrysler Pacifica. The teenage victim, who was from the Ypsilanti area and riding in the rear seat of the Pacifica, died from injuries sustained in a crash. The Pacifica's driver and other passenger were transported to a hospital for treatment. The driver of the Equinox was also hospitalized with injuries that authorities described as non-life-threatening. The Bay County Sheriff's Office continues to investigate the cause of the crash. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Schur Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Schur Family Pharmacy.
Are you sure?